CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to the United Kingdom next week from Monday to Friday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang confirmed the date in an announcement on Tuesday. The visit is at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II. China's National Development and Reform Commission has approved 6 new railway projects. These projects involve over 270 billion yuan of investment, or $43 billion. The 6 programs, including Phase 1 of Guangzhou Transit Line 7 and a rail line in the economic zone alongside the Yellow River in Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region. The NDRC has approved an estimated 1 trillion yuan in spending on rail projects since the start of the year. Andrew Xia Liyan, Minister of Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council, is now in Guangdong Province in the south for a 3-day visit. Xia will hold talks with the mainland's Taiwan Affairs Chief, Zhang Zhijun. This will be the 2nd meeting between the 2 chiefs since Xia took office in February. Xia will visit the Monument for Martyrs in the Guangzhou Uprising of 1895, Sun Yat-sen Memorial, Sun Yat-sen University, and Taiwanese companies in Guangzhou on Wednesday. The trial of former Vice Governor of Hainan Province, Ji Wenlin, on bribery charges has begun. A court in Tianjin began to hear the case on Tuesday. Ji is accused of offering help to multiple companies and individuals in securing state funds and applying for preferential policies between 2000 and 2013. Prosecutors also charged Ji with taking bribes totaling over 20 million yuan. The court says the verdict will be announced at a later date. The trial follows another high-profile case on Monday in which Zhang Jiemin, former head of the State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission, was sentenced to 16 years in prison. A major border crossing between China and Nepal at Geelong, a county in Tibet, has reopened months after a devastating earthquake in Nepal forced it to close. The road leading to the port was damaged by the deadly earthquake in late April. After months of repair, the road reopened on Tuesday. The head of the port's management committee predicts that it will be very busy after a huge fall in border trade following the quake. Nepal has been Tibet's largest trade partner since 2006. Officials say the total fines collected for pollution infractions in Beijing through the first 9 months of the year have doubled compared to the same period of last year. Beijing's Environmental Bureau has announced that over 100 million yuan has been taken in so far, nearly $16 million. Fines increased after a stronger environmental protection law took effect on January the 1st. The new rules allow fines to accumulate daily for companies that fail to correct problems, ending the practice of cheap one-off penalties. A Russian missile manufacturer says Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by the Ukrainian military. Yan Novikov, the CEO of Almazante, says MH17 was shot down by missile 9M38 launched by from a Buk M1 air defense missile system from a village in southeastern Ukraine, which was under control of Ukrainian military forces rather than insurgents in eastern Ukraine. Novikov presented his company's findings at a press conference following 2 experiments done by specialists, which led to the conclusion that completely contradict the results of the Dutch Safety Board on the type of missile and the launch location. The results were released on the same day that international investigators are expected to release a final report on the downing of the plane. An Israeli was killed and at least 22 others were injured in 2 attacks in Jerusalem on Tuesday. Police say 2 Palestinians used a gun and a knife during an attack on passengers on a bus. Police say 2 assailants were shot and apparently killed. Almost simultaneously, there was another stabbing attack at a bus stop in another part of the city that killed another person. 2 other stabbing attacks also took place in the central Israeli town of Ra'anana on Tuesday. The attacks marked the most serious wave of incidents in a month-long wave of violence. Iran's parliament has passed a bill supporting the government in implementing a nuclear deal with world powers. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.